At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Welcome in, everybody, to a breaking news football 24/7 edition today. We just got news. Johnny Wilson will undergo season-ending surgery. I'm joined now by John McMullen, who's joining us by phone, I believe, from one of the great convenience stores out there. Johnny Mac, how you doing in the Thursday
afternoon? Not convenience. I'm giving Target a hat tip. Not convenience. We'll give Target a free plug.
All right, we'll give Target the free plug. Target's in here. Johnny Wilson out for the season. Not what I expected to hear when I heard him go down in practice the other day.
Yeah, I mean, that was a concern. I did not look good at the time. So you hope for the best. But yeah, I knew it was pretty significant. Brett Toth kind of rolled up on him, backed up drill. They were coming off the coming out of the end zone from an offensive perspective, and it was a running play inside zone, and he got rolled up on. And that's just one of those unfortunate friendly fire incidents that can happen. And that's what makes pro football such a difficult sport. But Johnny was having a very good training camp. He had essentially locked up the number 4 receiver spot on the Eagles. And I think it's more important because I think a lot of people, you know, he wasn't catching the football consistently as a rookie. People bring up the Super Bowl and not making that catch. But he was, you know, a very important role player for a run-first team, you know. There aren't a lot of 6'6", 230-pound receivers in the NFL, and his ability to help in the running game is what made him very important to Nick Sirianni, his special teams ability as well. And he was catching the football better. That was the impressive thing this summer. A lot of contested catches he made in practice. And he was starting to use his body to his advantage against smaller cornerbacks. So things seemed to be clicking. And unfortunately, he's going to be gone for the season. I know a lot of people had nothing to do with the John Metchie trade, but that works out from the Eagles' standpoint to be able to get that kind of player in as now probably the 4th receiver. But it's a different style, and John's not going to help as much in the running game. So when you think about the Eagles and their offense, and let's be honest, it's Saquon Barkley. So it's important to have guys like Johnny Wilson and Ben Van Sumeren at fullback and, you know, tight ends who can block and things like that. So I think it's a bigger loss than most people will realize, to be honest.
Yeah, John, I agree. And it's a player that you don't expect to be talking about, but with nobody else on the roster even remotely built like him, John, and as you just point out, the specific way the Eagles play offense, how big of a loss is this to this offense? You know, I'm talking first team. I'm not talking about depth receiver. I'm talking about first team who runs the ball as much as they do. This is, feels like a bigger loss than we're thinking.
Yeah, I think you got to play a little bit differently. I do. I you know, you have to go about things a little bit differently. When you're in those run heavy formations, you can't just rely on a guy. You know, now it's about. I think Ed asked either Kevin Petullo or Nick Sirianni, I forget which one, about John Metchie's blocking ability, and he's more of the traditional receiver, get in the way, basically, as opposed to Johnny, who could actually help and move people. And really, you know, I remember a wide receiver screen to Jahan Dotson where he just cleared out one side of the field. Right. There's very few players in the NFL.
That's what I'm saying. And the Eagles have kind of started to rely on his talent a lot at that spot.
Yeah, I wouldn't say a lot, but
I said to you, what's the thing? And you're saying that they have to maybe play the game differently. I would say that that's at least a significant enough you know, impact on the offensive game where, you know, it might not meet the eye every time or show up on the stat sheet, but the Eagles, I would say, rely on him a little bit.
Yeah, I would say, you know, in a sub-package way, if you think about it from a, you know, 10, 15 snaps a game,
right,
you're talking about, something like that, and maybe you have to use the fullback more. Maybe you have to use three tight ends more. Maybe that makes things easier, right, for maybe a turn. Maybe a lot of people say, well, they have an extra.
Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's end of season sale is here, and you can shop it from your couch. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance, and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair, like up to 50% off outdoor furniture and decor, and up to 70% off area rugs, plus amazing doorbuster deals, and 24-hour surprise flash deals on Wayfair home finds in every style. And get it all with fast shipping on everything right to your door. From furniture to faucets, this is your last chance of the season to score huge deals at Wayfair. Don't let the final days of summer pass you by without shopping these end-of-season savings. So don't wait. Like summer, these savings won't last. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off everything home. Celebrate your holiday weekend with can't-miss savings before they run out. Shop Wayfair's Labor Day clearance now through September 2nd at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Spot at receiver. Maybe it enables you to keep E.J. Jenkins, who can sort of be like he's a tight end, but can sort of do the pseudo same type of thing. Maybe you have to do it that way. So there's a lot of different avenues, but you're talking probably like 10, 15 snaps a game at the most.
Right.
But when he's out there, he's effective in his role. And I think he would have gotten better because, you know, last year was just, you know, the dirty work. And this year he seemed to be able to catch the football, was gaining more confidence. So, you know, as teams probably went in to play the Eagles, they would have ignored Johnny Wilson. Maybe he could have taken advantage of that in the passing game, right, and surprised them on occasion. So, yeah, he was going to be the fourth receiver. There's no doubt about it. And now they're going to have John Metchie, which from a receive, just a pure receiving standpoint, he's better. But from the stuff that they were looking for Johnny Wilson, he's not as good. So it's just a different way you sort of have to play.
A different build. John, a couple more questions on Johnny Wilson being out. One thing I want to start with, though, before I hit him is – just kind of the people element of this, John. He's a player who I think has gotten a lot of criticism, maybe even more so than I would have liked. I gave him some criticism, but I'm a people guy first, and I like rooting for athletes, John, and the people. And it's clear he was working his butt off. He was getting a lot better. I think it was starting to pay off for him here in the offseason as he got a little bit of praise from the media and from other fans in the city. I hate that, John, that a player like that gets hurt at this time of the year. It's always a shitty part of the business. It's an unfortunate reality in this world. But just the people element to you, John, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I talked a lot about that week. It just seems emptier when you get hurt in the preseason. When you get hurt at practice, it seems a little bit emptier, at least not that it helps. You get hurt in a game. I mean, you're hurt, but it just seems when you're fighting for a game that at least means something in the standings, it's a little bit easier to take. And then you talk about how it happened, and it wasn't even, it's getting rolled up on. And that's one of the things about being up blocker, receiver, you don't know who's behind you as you crash down, and all of a sudden something goes the wrong way. It's a brutal sport. I think people forget that at times.
Tom, what is the surgery going to be? Do you know?
No, I don't know when it's scheduled for.
Or what it is. You know what it is? Because I've been reading knee and ankle.
Well, yeah, knee ankle. I'm looking at it because, you know, there's a big screen at Eagles practice that shows quick replays. I don't like to speculate about injuries, but tibia, fibia, I forget which one's which, but you know, from the knee to the shin, basically.
Right.
I think it might be broken from the looks of it, but I don't know. I'm just talking out my ass.
That's fine. I don't want you to have to speculate on injuries either. I just didn't know if you were, is there two separate surgeries? Is it separately the knee and the, you know what I mean? I think people read that and I'm at least I was confused when I read it. So I didn't know if you had any information.
There could be more. The concern is there could be more damage, you know, when you hurt something like that, it could affect a ligament. It could affect a couple different things. So, we'll have to get further clarification on that, but it was a serious injury, obviously, and season ending. So that's very disappointing because it's a long season. So your hope was, I think everybody knew he was going to be on IR, but your hope was, well, maybe it's a 6, 8, 10 week injury and he could be back this season, but it's even worse than that.
Yeah. John, seems like an opportune time to trade for a receiver. I know they did this before he got hurt, but it is a little bit of an interesting coincidence, John, that they acquired a receiver, which then looked like an overcrowded room. And then you lose Johnny Wilson, who is firmly in place to have a roster spot at that position. I don't know what to make of that, but at least now they have somebody. They don't have somebody like Johnny, but they do have somebody. Kind of an interesting coincidence there, John.
Yeah, and it is a coincidence because I've heard, well, that's why they did that.
Yeah, it was before. Yeah, it was before.
So it had nothing to do with this particular injury. It worked out from the standpoint of now you have a more capable body in case you need somebody from the receiving aspect of it. But I do think it's, you know, they might, if they want to replace what he does, I think it's more about EJ Jenkins.
Yeah.
And there's a guy they want to keep working with. And there's a chance he could be the third tight end, even over Kylan Granson, because I thought, you know, he's got the bigger upside. And I think now it might be, if they truly want to keep this in their offense, you might have to do it with EJ Jenkins because you can't really do it with another receiver.
Yeah, we'll see. John, last question for you here. Who are they keeping now at receiver? Has your thought process changed? Do you think it's become more clear, more easy to do? I know you mentioned EJ Jenkins. How many do you think they keep and what are the names?
Well, they're still going to keep five, potentially six. Mechie moves up from five to four. And that leaves Anaya Smith and Darius Cooper. But as I always say, I think a lot of people are forgetting Avery Williams in this mix only because he's labeled as a receiver. And if they want to keep him as a kick returner and special teams player, you have to fit him in as well. And I think a lot of people forget about Avery Williams. So it doesn't shift the Cooper debate that much because the Mechie trade complicated that a little bit further. So I think that's the interesting part. It seems to be the interesting part for the fans, but I don't think it ships that because to me, that's more about Avery Williams and Anaya Smith. Those are the players he has to beat out to make the roster. So I don't think it ships that. This shifts that dramatically because of the Mechie trade, which, you know, threw a loophole and into it to begin with. And I thought the two players most affected by the Mechie trade were Smith and Cooper.
All right. Good stuff, Johnny Mac. John, thanks for doing it from Target, brother. Johnny Wilson out for the year, unfortunately. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Thank you, John.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.
All right. Thanks. There's Johnny Mac joining us right here on a special Football 24/7 breaking news edition. Johnny Wilson getting the treatment today. John said, we're doing a breaking news hit on Johnny Wilson. I said, he's earned it. You know, he's earned it. I always like the people part of the business. And I'm a little sad for him because, you know, he's a player I think was people were hard on. And I don't think it was all unwarranted, but I like the story of a player prevailing, of a player working his ass off to get back on the field, of, you know, working to overcome the obstacles he had. So he was kind of one of the stories that I was enjoying in training camp with how good he was playing, how good he looked in the preseason game. And definitely unfortunate for him that he is now out for the year. You know, when you're a player like that, guys, and you haven't earned your way yet, you never know what an injury like this is going to do for your mentally, physically, you know, from your standing in the NFL, from the way all those things play out. So definitely unfortunate for Johnny Wilson, but we will see what happens with him. And we'll see now who the Eagles keep at receiver. Your job just got a little easier. But John does bring up a good point. Do they go that different style and keep all six of those receivers? Do they bring in or keep an extra tight end in EJ Jenkins, who can kind of serve as that pseudo blocking wide receiver role that Johnny had? Yeah, that's the one part about Johnny. He might not have been the best receiver, but he did do something that no other receiver can do, especially on this football team. So it's going to be interesting to see what the Eagles do. But I did want to do a breaking news hit. You guys know when breaking news hits in Eagles land, I try and go live no matter who it is, what it is, where it is, or when it is. All right? So I'm trying to always do that if I'm available to do it. So appreciate all you guys doing it or checking in today. Hit that like button, a quick 15-minute live. Breaking news on Johnny Wilson is out. We'll kind of update you guys further when we know what the surgery is, but it's being reported knee and ankle. You heard John kind of speculate what that could be. Could go all sorts of different ways. I happen to agree with you, no limit. Darius Cooper is a lock. I've been saying that since preseason game number one, but we'll see what happens. Appreciate y'all doing it. We'll be live in about 33 more minutes with the National Football Show with Dan Cilio. See you next time, everybody.
EAGLES. Eagles.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.